Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. I love you so, 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 so much. I love you so, 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 so much.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
Hello, all you positive heads. On this week's P-Head Posse episode, our guest is positive head listener Serena Rose. Serena is an influential leader of radical honesty, authenticity, and expression. A 16-year background as a 5-star hair and makeup artist groomed her in the art of healing a variety of people in an intimate way. Over the past year, Serena has radically shifted careers from owning her own holistic beauty business to being a spiritual guide, power coach, and healer. Hi, Serena. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. So happy to be here.
Absolutely. So happy that you are here. And I'm very intrigued by this intro because I'm really like curious about the way that beauty and hair is converging with spirituality and healing in your world. I think this is fascinating and I love it already. But why don't you, we like to start with everyone's background. So why don't you just go ahead and give us a bit about your background, your story, and how you got to where you are now?
Amazing. Thank you. So my life is a little backwards. At least that's what I tell myself. Most people live their lives as they're human and then connect with spirit and integrate spirituality into their lives and remember who they were and things of that nature. And for me, spirit has always been alive in my life. And even as a child, I remember speaking to angels and animal spirits and connecting with nature. And I had a very challenging childhood. So these spirits were there for me and they are, you know, why I'm here today in the mindset that I am in today. So I'm grateful for my very strong connection and all of the traumas and challenges that I have faced so that I could be here and connect with others and share my medicine.
Wow, beautiful. Beautiful. Well, so what influence has Positive Head, like this podcast, had on your life?
Wow. I think that the impact is continuing to play out as I am here you today. So I'm going to go ahead and remember the future of how this podcast had invited so many customers and souls and tribe and community into my life. And that is exactly what is happening right now and what is going to continue to happen. So I just love that there's a space that is safe, that a variety of people can connect. And, you know, that line, that word variety and a variety of people, I use that in my introduction very intentionally because we are all just so individual. You know, we all have our own medicine, our own gifts, our own souls, our own messages for the world. And it's so beautiful when people can come together in such a powerful, loving way. And that is the world that I want to create and live in and promote.
Wow. Yeah, I really like that. And I also really like how you said remembering the future. I like that. Like when you talked about, like, I just love like projecting that idea of just projecting into the future of how this is going to transpire for you, and how it's still playing out. And yeah, we are all with even just this community is a huge variety of people. I mean, that's what I get to experience by talking to so many different listeners. And it's so interesting because every week I'm like, what am I going to get this week? I don't know. But it's the funny thing is it's always like, of course, a perfect reflection of like something that I'm going through or an aspect of my personality. Yet it's all so kind of different, you know, and it's so interesting to explore that. So I love that you touched on that. Well, so let's get into, you know, what you talked about in your intro and what you're working on now. So what is this, you know, convergence of? Well, first of all, do you want to talk about how, like, you being a hair and makeup artist groomed you to heal people in this intimate way? Because I think it's really interesting. Because I actually used to work at a beauty studio, and the stylist there always used to talk to me about how they felt so connected to people's energy. And this is before I was even into this stuff at all. They would always say they were like, they just felt like they were right up in there because they were in their hair and in their head. And so do you want to talk about that a bit?
Yeah, definitely. So I am working right now presently on writing a book about the connections that I've made with spirituality and cosmetology, because it's such an intimate setting. People bare their souls to their hairstylists. And, you know, our hands are on your head. They're on your crown chakra. They're on that energy that connects you to the divine. And, you know, we lift your spirits. You walk out feeling refreshed and lighter and brighter. And to be able to connect into that chord and that frequency and that space and just really bring it alive and promote a deeper level of healing is really profound. And so what I've created is what I call ceremonial hair services. And what this is a combination of my spiritual gifts and my hair craft practices, because I am a holistic hairstylist as well. So I use products that are completely aligned morally with everything that I am and everything that I stand for. So overall, it's a complete holistic package. And, you know, I have a variety as well of spiritual gifts. And so it's very customizable to each person and where they're at and what they're going through. And similar to you, every time, you know, my door opens, I don't know what I'm going to get. Like, it could it could be like an exorcism or like, you know, hey, let's have some tarot readings and, you know, not quite go as deep, but it's up to the individual and where they are and where they want to go, you know, and that is a parallel for life. really, you know, like however deep you go on your journey and what you're going through is how high you'll be able to then swing the other side of the pendulum of your life to, you know?
Absolutely. I think this is just an amazing idea. I love, what did you call it? Ceremonial?
Yes. Ceremonial hair services.
Ceremonial hair services. I think this is awesome. I think it's awesome to, you know, apply this idea of ceremony because it's so beautiful and it, you know, it connects us to ourselves and to the divine. And I just think any opportunity to blend that into things that we do that we just think are, you know, mundane or just like, oh, every day, it's such an amazing way to extend that service. And I think this is awesome. So,
thank you. I just want to point out that this is also awesome for the stylist. You know, it's awesome to receive, but also, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, I was in the industry for 16 years. You feel exhausted. You feel depleted. Like there's a certain level that your soul and your spirit gets to too. And so to go into ceremony with intention, with protection, with all of the things necessary to serve that person and more is just a very profound experience all the way around. So for stylists that are looking for this, you know, I'm not sure how exactly to share this. I view this podcast as potentially an opportunity to open doors for that. But, you know, I want to teach people this. I want to share it with the world. And that's why I'm writing the book, because it's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. Well, if someone's listening to this and was like, I want to do this, or I want to learn what this is all about, how can they contact you or get more information?
So if you're a stylist listening and you're interested in learning more about this, then I would say contact me via Instagram. Everything can be via Instagram at Serena Rose Jarvis. And I also have my work, my hair craft displayed on Serena Rose Styles on Instagram as well.
Perfect. Perfect. And what are some of, just because I'm curious, like what are some of the, have you had any special experiences that you would like to share just in doing these ceremonial hair services?
Yeah. Let me think about this for just a second without disclosing, you know, anybody's personal information. I have had feedback that is incredible. I have heard from multiple people that it's life-changing, and even people who don't necessarily believe, if you could say that, in spirituality or these healing services have tried it and it has shifted so much in them. I have repeat customers with this, and it has also invited them in to receive deeper healing practices from me. So I also have a high-end membership that customers can purchase, and I go deep with you for a month in a one-on-one like coaching intuitive guide type of way, which is super powerful. So, you know, I groomed myself with hairstyling for 16 years, and now I'm taking a step back from being behind the chair, unless it is ceremonial hair services only. And I'm really stepping into being a guide and a healer in this world and just harnessing my powers.
How do you have any, you know, tips for that, for harnessing your power and for, you know, opening up more to your gifts and intuitive nature for people who are wanting to, but maybe struggling with that?
Yeah. So first and foremost, breathe. Breathe. Breath is life. And remember that you're already whole. You're already complete. You are already perfect. And you're exactly where you're supposed to be, exactly in this moment, doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. and everything that is at hand to you to help you is exactly there to do just that. And that is how you thrive, is just by receiving and by listening and giving yourself the space to do that. You know, we get so caught up in our heads and the things that we have to do. And it's important to just give yourself that breath and the space to drop into your heart and to receive.
Thank you. I feel like you just, I feel like I just received something. It feels so much calmer just from that. Because I don't know about you, but I've been feeling very, just the past couple of days, very sensitive energetically and just a little agitated. And your energy and your nature is just, as soon as you said breathe, I was like, wow, like even just the way that you talk and your pacing, it feels like enjoy. It feels like every word and everything that comes out, it feels like silk. It feels like love, you know? And actually I was going to ask you if you know who Sonia Sophia is, because you remind me of her so much.
No, I don't. You know who that is? I don't. I look forward to it though.
Yeah, I feel like you are definitely cut from the same cloth. She is, I'm an EFT practitioner, and she's on the show quite a bit. She teaches EFT or tapping, and has created this thing called World Tapping Circle, which is, you know, it's alternative healing, and she just has such a distinct presence, and you just keep reminding me of her. So, but it's very beautiful, loving energy, and you have that as well.
Thank you. I receive that love.
Beautiful. Well, so what do you think is one thing that every positive head would benefit to know or understand on their own journey?
I think getting to know yourself, tuning into the powers that are you. You know, your mind is powerful, your words are powerful, your energy is powerful, your voice is powerful, as you said about mine. You know, we all are powerful, magical, energetic beings. And so just recognizing, acknowledging and accepting ourselves on a deeper level is so vital. It's you are essentially all that you have, you know? So it's important to turn up the volume of everything that is you so that you can radiate, and, you know, the people that need to hear you can hear you, and, you know, you can call the right things into your life. And the only way to call the right things in for you is to get to know you and what it is that your heart truly desires.
And how do you get to know that better? How do you distinguish just in this world? You know, I think I personally get caught up with this quite a bit. It's like getting very confused sometimes about what I want versus what others around me want that I just think I want because other people want it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Can you give me an example of when this has shown up in your life recently?
Sure. Let's see. Well, just for example, like what, I don't know. I mean, I'll give you, here's a mundane example. Like just even something as simple as deciding what to eat. It's like, I can feel myself when my partner and I are like deciding what to eat. Sometimes I can just feel, I'm like, what do you want? What do you want? Like, it's just easier to what you want, you know? And then I think that it's easier. Like, I think that what he wants is what I want because So that's a very small, mundane example, but it's an example. So then I just like, I always default to other people's opinions on something like that when it's food that I'm putting into my body.
Yeah,
you know?
So this is this energy is very, very powerful because we live in such a conditioned world. And so like, this is a, as you said, mundane example, right? But this is such a deeply rooted thing. And there's so many layers and textures to how this shows up in your life. Even, you know, for me, I'm 31 years old and everyone says to me like, oh, aren't you worried about having kids and, you know, things like that. And I'm very comfortable with where I am and what it is that I want. But even now there are times still where I'm like, is there something wrong with me? Because like, I don't have this feeling of my clock ticking or something. So it is just allowing yourself to be with yourself and giving yourself space to get to know yourself, you know, like maybe if you took a breath before deciding what to eat, or, you know, maybe meditation more throughout the day, or, you know, putting the phone down, not being stimulated, you know, every moment we're making decisions. And so I totally understand the almost like overwhelm energy that is in decision making and just wanting to lean in to others. And I think that we lean into others in a big way for other things too, you know, like emotional attachments, you know, like if we're insecure, and I'm not saying that you are or anybody is, I'm just kind of riffing on this topic, but, you know, when, you know, as a woman and, you know, feeling insecure at times, I know I've shown up in relationships in the past, kind of feeding that and like needing more attention and like looking to other people for, you know, my own like validation or my own, you know, things. And so I think that we are trained in a way to lean into other people to search for things that we really are looking for within ourselves. You know, it's just the culture that we live in. And so everyday practices and giving yourself the space to know who you are, and you can focus on it. You can focus on it and choose to. And yeah, I'm just really tuning in right now and trying to channel what is coming through. And I also have another program. I just released my first online program. It's called the Elevation Creation Course. And this is about getting to know yourself and the powers that are you. So you tune into your mind, your body, your spirit, and then the closest external energy forces that are you, which is your language, your communication, your relationships, your expression. And so in a way, you're getting to know all of these different parts, that puzzle pieces that make you up and make you who you are. And I just feel really called to share that in this moment. And there's a lot of practices that are in this program, and we're overstimulated so, so much. There's even with me with this past year of really focusing on my own growth and personal development, you know, I got to a state of overwhelm with how many just different practices there are. It's like, well, crap, like, how do I know which one works for me? Like, there's so many to choose from, you know? And so I've crafted this program in a certain way so that you can pick what feels most aligned with you. And it's simple. And so it's just figuring out what works for you and what doesn't work for you and practicing that.
That sounds like an awesome program. That sounds amazing. Do people find that on your Instagram, or where
so
can
that
people
is
find that?
ElevationCreationCourse.com.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, that sounds like something we all probably need, because it just is. It's just so, especially in relationships, you know, it's so hard not to just blend, you know, just find yourself kind of blending into the other and without unintentionally. And then, you know, you start to just lose track of like what you really want and what, you know, is just easier type of thing. And I'm feeling, you know, everything you just said really, hit home with
me. Yeah, it's not easy to get to know who you are. It's challenging, you know, we're trained in a way, we're trained not to, you know? So I totally get it. Yeah. And I feel you, sister.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, no, it is true. In a way, we're like trained not to like please the people around us. And so this, you know, I feel like this, the whole awakening process, and that's why it can be so painful sometimes, because you are dying in a way, you know, like every time you realize that there's something that you've been doing or believing or saying, or just anything that you've been expressing that really hasn't been from you. And then you let that go, it's like a piece of you is kind of falling away and dying. And I'm just realizing that in this moment is why this can be so painful, because I feel like I go through these cycles where it's like I'm just on top of the world and everything is awesome and everything's flowing. And then all of a sudden every once in a while, this old cycle comes back and it's like this freak out. It feels like this freak out energy. Like, what's going on? Why does everything feel so shaky? Who am I? It's all the questions come up, you know, all the questions pop up and it's like, what's going on? Like, I just want stability. But it feels like we go through these periods of that instability because the things that aren't us are kind of being shaken.
Yeah, it's like an energetic shift, you know, like an earthquake almost, and things have to move back into place. You know, the saying, your world is being rocked right now. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. And similarly to you, in the past, I felt these cycles as like I was being thrown from one wall to another wall, like boom, 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 back and forth. And now, you know, this is a practice that maybe I'd like to share with you and to the listeners, is a visualization practice. Yeah. And like right now, you know, I'm a seer. My third eye is very, very active. And right now, this whole time, I've had my eyes closed and I'm just trying to see and articulate what I'm seeing. And so I visualize how I'm feeling. And then you can visualize it changing, or just feel into it and find a sense of calm. So I was not feeling calm, obviously, with being thrown back and forth between wall and wall. And that changed now into a pendulum. So what happens when I'm going through cycles and when I'm feeling stretched or like I'm being thrown back and forth, I just visualize a pendulum swinging very calmly, very calmly. So it swings to one side and I see how far I can expand. I push my limits and my edges spiritually, emotionally, physically, all of the things. And then it swings back to the other side very slowly. And you can see what is holding you back from pushing your edges further.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. And I just had a moment of clarity come to me, which is really nice. I just had like a little download just from that. And I really like that because it really does foster that sense of calm in you. I love that idea of taking something that feels chaotic and just transforming it or transmuting it into something with the same maybe trajectory or motion, but different energy associated with it.
Yeah, so this is the power of the mind. And that is one of the things I focus on in the Elevation Creation course, is the mind is so powerful. And so when you tune into that, I mean, that takes 10 seconds, right? To visualize a pendulum, and you said it yourself, you have clarity and just a deeper moment of understanding of self.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you. I really like that. And I feel like this whole conversation, you've been like gradually bringing me more and more peace and calm. And you are definitely, I can only imagine what the ceremonial hair services are like. This must be amazing.
So
by the way, where are you located?
Presently in Baltimore, Maryland, more specifically Sykesville, Maryland. It's like 30 to 40 minutes outside. So because of this, I like to self-proclaim myself as a spiritual gangster.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Love it. I have another podcast that I host with another positive head listener, actually, and we call it like Witch Gang. Like everybody's
Witch
Gang.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I had no idea that you did that. I'm gonna have to check it out.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's called Inner Bloom. I'll send you the link after we get off. But yeah, it's cool because we met, actually my podcast co-host and I, Ambie, met through this exact segment. She was a guest on here and she's a psychic medium. So yeah, it's really interesting how just being in this, just doing this show, I told Brandon this recently, but like me doing this show has brought into my life, I mean, every single person that I meet, I inevitably keep in touch with them, most of them, and they all have, I've ended up doing something with all of them in some way. And it's really interesting to look at your life and see the vehicles, you know, that bring certain things to you, like, and that have brought, that just like, it's like the permission slip, like you open that door and you keep that door open. And through that door comes all of the things in the different ways that you've been looking for, if that makes sense. And even right now, I mean, today I've like been having just, like I said, a very energetic kind of like tumultuous type of day. And even right now, it's like you're coming through the door and I'm just like, wow, this feels so nice to be in your energy. So
yeah, no, thank you. It's an honor to be here. And I'm just so grateful to get to know you and to be able to provide you and whoever's listening with that, because that's why I'm here.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Well, this is definitely what you're supposed to be doing. I mean, and you're such an example as well of, I always like to say, like, be the crystal. Sometimes I just imagine us as like crystals, you know, because we can, when we are so aligned with ourselves and when we are in our power, that we just kind of radiate that light. And, you know, when we come around someone else, they can feel that. They can feel that positive effect. And so you're just an amazing, very unique, beautiful crystal. And so do you have any, we like love stories over here. So do you have any fun or inspiring stories of manifestation or synchronicity or anything that just like was wild that happened to you that, or inspiring or uplifting that you'd like to share?
Yeah. So this question was sent over to me as like a prep question. And I have to say that in all honesty, because I am that radical, raw, honest person as well, that it triggered me. It triggered me. And mm-hmm. I put pressure on myself and I was like, oh my God, I have to think of this like fun, amazing, awesome story.
No, it could just be like,
I know it can be what it is. And so what it is I've been just like focusing on it and putting pressure on myself, really. And what I realized is through meditation this morning is that just life is so synchronistic. Like that is life. And the more aligned that, you know, you become with your heart and your soul and your purpose, then the more synchronicities that show up. And so like even being on the show right now, like I had the thought pop into my head when I was messaging with Brandon. I was like, he's going to offer me to come on the podcast. And I thought it, and then I prayed on it. And You know, a few weeks later, he messaged me and then was like, oh, by the way, I'd love to share your soul on the podcast. And I was like, great, amazing. I just manifested the crap out of this, you know? So even just being here is a synchronistic moment, and they happen all the time. This morning, I'm involved in this, coaching program. It's called Stretch 22 with Preston Smiles, who is amazing. Love. How could you not?
He's love just, him. Yeah.
He's awesome. And
best.
I had some questions for him about a personal root that I'm uplifting right now and discovering, how it has impacted my life. And I just really wanted to hear from him and kind of clear my mind a little bit and stuff before jumping on with you here today. And I just called out to him like, hello, like, I want to hear from you. And he immediately jumped on and responded. And, you know, it's not, there's no coincidences in life, and it can be that easy. You guys, it can, it's just believing it and surrendering and trusting. And I think that that is my message and my answer to the question, is that it's everyday moments all the time.
Absolutely. It is. I mean, it is. It's like, the more, you know, the more you start noticing, the more you realize nothing is not a synchronicity. There is not such a thing as not a synchronicity. Every single thing is a synchronicity because you called that in, whatever it is. It's just, if it's something that we don't want or that always happens, we think like, well, that's nothing special, or this isn't great because I didn't want this. But it's a synchronicity because it's a perfect match to what we put out, because there cannot be no other way, right? So I love that. That's a perfect answer. And it's true. I mean, it's so true. Synchronicities abound. And honestly, I think like my favorite synchronicities are the small ones. My favorite synchronicity is the one that just happened all the time. Like you're talking about, the little ones that just feel so like, yes, like perfect. This is great. Easy, simple. You know, because it makes you realize what you just said. It can be that easy.
And yeah, my inner child just wants to make this connection for a lot of people with music. And, you know, I'm a huge music fan. I love me some musicians and music, and I'm so in tune with it. Like if it's on in a coffee shop or whatever, you better believe I am tuned into that music. Even if I'm so tuned into the conversation I'm having or everything else in my element, like I am connected to that frequency right there. And it's just in my blood. And so many times, exactly what is being said in the conversation is what is being said in the song. And so I just invite that into everybody's lives to start paying attention to the music and connect it to your conversations or your lives. And you can even ask the music for signs. Like I'll turn on my Pandora and I'm like, okay, what do you got for me? What is my message today? You know, just listen.
Yeah.
And they're right there.
I love that. So true. Music has been a huge part of my life as well. I've worked in the music industry for like 6 years, and music is just amazing. And yeah, I've played with music in that way too. Kind of like putting things on shuffle, or even just turning on the radio and like seeing what's on. I'm always like, interesting. It's, everything is a reflection and everything is a message if you're listening. So that's powerful. Thank you for sharing that. Awesome. Well, Serena, is there anything else that you feel called to share before we wrap things up here?
I just want to invite everybody to breathe, to close your eyes, to take a deep breath in. And release. And another, and breathe it out slow, the slowest that you could ever breathe out a breath, so slow. Feel the heaviness of your body and the lightness of your spirit. Everything is working for you as you are. You are seen. You are heard. You are loved. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Wow. Amazing. Thank you so much, Serena. This is beautiful. Thank you for everything that you shared. You are truly healing to me and calming to me, and I know to everyone listening. So thank you. And
thank you. Yeah, I just want to send you love as well and honor you. You are a rock star, and it's been so nice to chat with you. So thank you for being here with me.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. Right back at you. Received.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.